Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This week I'm looking at the blood of Jesus Christ and what it has done for us. I'm going to start by reading a verse here in Romans chapter 3. It says, Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. Yesterday, we looked at how God gave the blood for an atonement for the soul, and how in the old covenant, when the people gathered to worship God, how that there was always a sacrifice of animals, and they were to catch the blood and sprinkle it up on the altar and sprinkle it up on the people. And I can't imagine how they must have looked when they went home from worshiping God. But when we come into the book of Hebrews, it says that God had no pleasure in all that bloody mess. God had no pleasure in the sacrifices of oxen and sheep. And there was a better way. He sent Jesus Christ. I can't imagine what it must have been like in the days of Solomon when they dedicated the temple. It says that they offered up 22,000 oxen, 120,000 sheep. And what a sight that must have been, all that bloodshed. But that is the way they were to worship God. That's how God required them to come. But today, that's not how God requires you and I to come. It's what Romans 3:25 says here, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. You know, I read this little saying here, and I want to share it here. It says, I once heard a very earnest and evangelical minister say that he had been accosted by a man who had heard him preach with this criticism: I don't like your theology. It is too bloody. It savors of the shambles. It is all blood, blood, blood. I like a pleasanter gospel. The minister replied, well, my theology is bloody. It recognizes as its foundation a very sanguinary scene, the death of Christ. With bleeding hands, feet, and side, I am quite content it should be bloody. For God has said that without shedding of blood is no remission of sins. And so, the first example that we have of someone being saved by the blood is actually in the Old Testament and Exodus, where the children of Israel were in slavery and were in bondage, and God was bringing them out. But before he did, they were to take a lamb without spot, without blemish, and they were to take the blood of this lamb, and then they were to put it up on the doorpost of the house. And God said, when I see the blood, when the death angel sees the blood, I will pass over you. And so they had to go out and look for a lamb, you know, not one that was lame, not one that was was blind, not one that was crippled, but they had to take the best. And maybe it was even their pet one. A lot of times the best and the nicest one they use for pet. But that is the one that they were required to take. Well, we go into the New Testament. It also says that Jesus was without spot. You know, Pilate examined him in the judgment hall. He was looking for fault. And he says, I find no fault with this man. And so Jesus was that lamb. He shed his blood, and he was without spot. He was perfect. And so this morning, I am very thankful that I have a better way than sacrificing all those animals that they sacrificed back then, because every time that they came together to worship God, they were required to have blood available. And today, you know, God has set forth his Son to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. And so this morning, we need faith in his blood. And what does his blood do for us? I want to look at a couple things here that what the blood of Jesus Christ does for us. The first thing it does, it washes us from our sins. Revelations 1:5 says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own body." And so the blood of Jesus Christ is your only hope to be cleansed or washed from your sins. It doesn't matter how good of a person you've been in your lifetime. God says, you have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we need to come to God through faith in his blood. You know, as the songwriter says, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. What can make me pure within? Nothing but the blood. Oh, precious is the flow that washes me white as snow. So, the blood of Jesus Christ washes us. And another thing that it does for us, as we have faith in his blood, is in Revelations chapter 5, verse 9 and 10. It says, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." So not only does the blood of Jesus Christ wash us, it redeems us. You know, it sets us free. It makes us function differently than what we used to. You know, for example, just for illustration, sometimes, you know, you see pictures in magazines and things of old, rusty vehicles sitting in a corner someone found, and they're all excited. They are all excited. They have found a treasure, and they take it, and they buy it, and they redeem it. They start fixing it up. They make it, they bring it back to life. They make it function again. They redeem this old rusty vehicle. And, you know, and that's a picture. You know, they take before pictures and after pictures. And, you know, and that's what the blood of Jesus Christ does for you and I. You know, it gives a, you know, there should be a before picture and there should be after pictures, you know, of how the blood of Jesus Christ has redeemed me. It brings it back to life. You know, it actually gives it life. This old rusty vehicle had no life, and they bring it back to life. You know, the Bible says we have been dead in our sins, and you who are dead in your sins, he hath quickened and made alive. And so the blood of Jesus Christ washes us and redeems us. So have you been redeemed? Are you being changed by the blood of Jesus Christ? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new." You know, in the book of Colossians, it gives us a picture of redemption. Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 to 14. It says, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the Son, into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So this talks about being delivered from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. That is redemption. That's being redeemed. You know, we're made partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And so this morning, again, we need to be very thankful for the blood of Christ. As the Apostle Peter shares there in 1 Peter chapter 1, we are not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but the precious blood of Christ. It's precious. When we see how that the blood was used in the old covenant, and we can see how precious the blood of Christ is. We no longer have to butcher animals today to come to worship God, but we have the precious blood of Christ, which is able to cleanse our conscience. So I thank the Lord this morning for the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you this morning for the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses us, redeems us, Father. And Lord, help us never to take it for granted, Lord. As I look into the old covenant, Lord, and see how much blood was shed and how they had to worship God, I'm very thankful that we have the precious blood of Christ. And Lord, may you bless each listener this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.